One of Europe's proudest achievements is the Schengen Zone. Travel between its 26 member nations is passport and visa-free. But the surge of migrants in Europe has led six countries to impose temporary border controls. And in Amsterdam yesterday, the European Union decided to consider extending those controls for at least 2 years. Our next guest is a man with a particular perspective on the borders of the EU. Ben Hooman is the mayor for the town where the agreement was forged and gave it its name, Schengen. It's a tiny place where Luxembourg meets Germany and France. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the town has only 500 people, approximately, and it was chosen for the signing ceremony because of its symbolism, a meeting point of three nations. What has border-free travel meant for Schengen?
Well, for us, it's very important because in our daily life, we have got to travel this frontier every day. You see, we are a winemaking region, and our winemakers even have vineyards on the German and on the French sides. So there have been a lot of contacts in the past between these three countries, France, Germany, and Luxembourg. So we travel this border every day, and for us, it was helpful when this agreement came.
What do you think is Europe's responsibility to migrants seeking entry?
I should think the responsibility is a common one. You see, the problem is that actually we reacted too late. It took too long a time that we reacted, and we left the problems to some single nations. And we now should try to get a solution on the whole community of the Schengen area to solve this problem, because we can't leave those people on the sea. We must bring them to the country, and we must help those people. But I think it should be regulated, and actually this coming in from the refugees is no more regulated, it's not controlled, and that's a big problem.
Well, being there and being the mayor of Schengen, where this agreement all started, what is your prediction of what will happen to the Schengen agreement?
I think that, as the ministers put it, actually in Amsterdam, they are going to have given the order to the Commission to close temporarily some borders of the Schengen area. I think we will find a solution in temporarily closing some of our frontiers, or let's controlling them.
What has the Schengen agreement meant to the economies of those countries that are part of it? How important is it?
I think it's very important. If we are going to close these borders, the German Economic Board made a calculation where the cost would be about $10 billion that would come from closing the frontiers just for the country like Germany, with its one of these areas. You see, we are working in the industry by just in time. We have no stocks on the industry, so goods travel through this area, and not only the goods, person also, but very important part is the goods. So everybody in his daily life will be concerned if we close again these borders.
Ben Hooman is mayor of Schengen, where the Schengen Agreement on free travel among its members was signed. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.